Roger Grossman, Andy Manna, Steve Scott back at the radio station. Northwood with the ball as we start quarter two at the Tiger 48-yard line. Facing second down and three, trailing Warsaw by a score of 7-0. And they are going to be a keeper. And Monroe's going to get thrown to the ground back at the 50-yard line. This is a new Tiger that we need to introduce you to. This is a young man who moved here from Wallasey, but because he moved here after the school year, he was ineligible to play in games until tonight. That's Baltimore Robles on the stop, and it's third down. They quickly throw it to Allen on the far side. He's going to be dragged down for a gain of a yard. So let's get caught up. Monroe lost 3 yards on his carry. Allen on the catch gains a yard. And it's fourth down, and Northwood's offense stays on the field. Monroe on fourth down and four from the 49-yard line of the Tigers. Slows things down a little bit to make sure they have the right play. Claps his hands twice. Hands off. Up the middle, Esch. And Esch dives forward, and I think he got the first down. He did. The Tigers could not stop Esch from getting to the marker. First down, Northwood.
They needed four, and they got four.
Northwood with their seventh first down of the opening half. And we are a minute into the second quarter. Esch again trying to bounce to the right. Can't get away, and the Tigers wrap him up, and the ball came out. Warsaw says they have it. They do. A fumble and recovered by Robbie Strawn of the Tigers. Esch fumbles, and Warsaw takes over with 10:43 left in the half.
I didn't even see that ball come out.
I didn't either.
And they started pointing our way. I'm like, okay. And then
guys started pointing right away.
Side judge is like, yep, that's a fumble and a recovery.
So Esch with the fumble, and Warsaw takes over at the 46-yard line of the Tigers with 10:43 left to play here in the first half. Brock will go to work, and they'll hand off up the middle, and there's not a lot of room there. They're going to give the ball to Schenck, and Schenck will get a couple of yards.
Would have the makings of a shootout earlier. It's quickly ground to a halt.
Yes, it has. There's a Northwood Panther down on the field. So he's going to be attended to. And it's a cramp. Yep. So the Panthers haven't really turned the ball over that much, just 8 times in 7 games, now 9 times as they lose their 7th fumble of the season. Which is really pretty good. I mean, you think about all the running plays that they run, that's a pretty good total.
True. Yep.
Next week, Northridge will be here. We'll be on the air at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. And the football pairing show is Sunday night. We'll have it for you on News Now Warsaw beginning at 6 p.m. Start listening for Warsaw's draw about 6:45. They start with 1A, then 2A, then 3A, 4A, and Warsaw once again is in 5A. By the way, you should expect this crew to be a good crew. This is an Indianapolis area crew, and there is a member of the IHSA, kind of their board, on this crew. So somebody knows a little something about it.
Yeah.
Second down and 8 for the Tigers at their own 48-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Schenck in the backfield. Wings on either side of the formation. And it's Brock on the handoff to Schenck, and he'll spin and push and get across the 50 to the Northwood 49-yard line. That's a gain of 3 more for Michael. That's up to 3rd down and 5 for the Tigers.
So we've ran a couple right up the middle. Let's see if maybe we attack the edges here. See if we can get some open space for one of our halfbacks.
3rd down and 5 with 9:46 left to play in the first half. Warsaw with a 7-0 lead. Panthers had a great chance of their opening drive. It stalled out. They had a field goal blocked. Brock. And he'll keep it this time. He'll pitch it back late to Harmon. Harmon's got a first down across the 45-yard line to the Panther 44. He needed five. He got five. First down, Tigers.
And that was a tough run there. One of those Northwood Panther defenders really laid a lick on him. Good job for him to hold on to the ball.
9:28 left to play here in the opening half. The Smith Appliances halftime show is coming up. First half scoring. First half stats. Couple of minutes of local news to update you on what you missed news-wise this afternoon from the Panther 44. Oh, and then Brock wanted to pitch it to somebody. There was nobody there, so he makes the most of it, and he'll take it to the left and get inside the 40-yard line, and they'll mark him at the 38-yard line. So that's a gain of six for Quinton.
So now each team has had a fake where nobody's yes. been there.
You would call it a worthless fake, except it's generally worked out pretty well for the team that did the false faking. 8:45 left in the half. Warsaw with a 7-0 lead, facing second down and four from the Panther 39-yard line. Brock will send Harmon in motion and pitch it to him going left, and he'll turn the corner and be pushed into the Northwood bench. And how far are they going to give him?
Wyatt Harmon on the carry. No tackle on the play. Contact was out of bounds.
And they're going to give it 2 yards to the 37-yard line for Wyatt. And it'll be third down coming up.
This is a big third down conversion here for Warsaw. You know, they'll go for it on fourth down. But just to keep this drive alive and keep it going.
Momentum.
Yep.
And as long as you have it, Northwood can't score. Third down, we'll call it three. Brock takes the snap, hands off Brody. Duncan's in the game, and he dives for it, and he might have the first down. He's got the first down.
Yep.
Brody's first carry of the game is productive. He gets 3 yards. He moves the chains for the Tigers. And that's the fifth Warsaw first down of the first half, and it comes with 8:19 left to play in the half, and Warsaw leading 7-0. Now headed toward the south end zone here at Fisher Field. Again, the ball in the left hash mark. Duncan still in there at fullback for the Tigers. Tight formation. And it's going to be Brock keeping it. He's going to wish he'd given it up. He's going to be thrown for a loss. Keim, actually they're going to give him forward progress of a half a yard, so officially it's no game. Keim with another big tackle for Northwood. And it'll be second down in the full 10 to get for the Tigers.
Some big time adjustments have been made by both defenses. You know, the first drive for each team was just...
Well, I'll say this. I hope I don't make coaches sound like they're old. These are two coaching staffs that have been around.
Yeah.
So making adjustments is not something that they are unaccustomed to. Second down and 10. Brock from the middle of the field will keep it this time running right, and he's going to be stood up and thrown down at the 30-yard line. That'll be a gain of four on the play for Quinton and set up third down and about six for the Tigers.
And another big third and fourth down conversion coming up here.
Warsaw leading 7-0. The drive that started at their own 46-yard line after the fumble by Ash. Boy, you'd hate to see Warsaw after another Northwood mistake come away with nothing.
Yeah.
They're going to need a big play here. And they hand to Duncan up the middle, and Duncan's not going to get the first down yardage. He gets to the 28-yard line, a gain of two, and it's going to be fourth down and about 3 yards to go.
So what's our play call here? Something wide?
Well, traditionally that's the play, but Northwood's been pretty stout against that. 6:23 left in the half, fourth down and three coming up for the Tigers from the Northwood 28-yard line.
Maybe a play action here?
The first pass did not go well. It should have been intercepted.
It did not.
Brock ducks under center. Sends a man in motion. He's going to throw it. He's got a man open. Oh, and he slipped and fell down. It's incomplete. He had Logan Carl at the 20-yard line, but as Logan hit the brakes, he fell down. And Northwood takes over with 6:02 left to play in the half, and Warsaw's lead still at 7.
So we did see a play action there, but you're right. Ball was thrown a little low, and the receiver just kind of slipped. We're getting to that time of night where that turf might be getting a little slippery.
Yes.
You can kind of see the reflection from the lights.
So Northwood takes over on downs from their 28-yard line. And Monroe and company will go to work, trailing by 7. And he'll drop to throw. Stands in the pocket straight up. He's going to be hit. He's going down. Grady Nelson's got him back at the 25-yard line. Grady Nelson on the tackle behind the line of scrimmage on the passing play. It's a loss of 3, and Grady is at it again. And we have a Panther. No, we have a Tiger down, and it's Nelson.
What if he landed on him?
I think. Well, he's trying to get to his feet.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He is telling the training staff what's up. Bart Curtis is out there. Grady is up and walking off on his own and explaining what just happened. So a sack for Nelson and the Tigers. Monroe loses 3 yards.
So does that mean that the Big Mac sack is in effect?
The Big Mac sack is in effect. Look for that tomorrow on Warsaw Tiger Athletics social media sites.
Luca Manis will be a very happy person
tomorrow.
Yeah, I
bet he will. I have no doubt. And Monroe's going to keep it and turn upfield. And he's tripped up as he crossed the 30-yard line. They will mark him down at the 31-yard line. That's a gain of 3 on the play. Or check that. That's a gain of 5 on the play. And it sets up 3rd down and 8. Monroe quickly to the line. Takes a snap. Running right. Trying to get around the corner. He can't. Ty Martin pushes him out of bounds. And they're going to mark him out at the 32-yard line.
Wonder what they're going to choose to do. I don't see the punt team coming on.
No, they're going to go for it.
Wow.
They're going to go for it. Gain of 3 there for Monroe. Looking for a first down, down by 7. Oh, Monroe's going to kick it. It's a quick kick down the field, and it's going to work. It's going to land at the Tiger 30, and it's going to roll dead at about the 20-yard line. And that's where it's touched up. 5:05 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw leads 7-0 over Northwood, and the Panthers have punted for a second time here in the first half.
You know, 4th and 6 at your own 32, I was like, that's a little too early to be going for that. But a good call there, pooch punt. No one's back there.
No, it seemed to work out, didn't it?
So it ended up being a 48-yard punt with no return?
Yes.
Not bad.
5:04 left to play in the half. Warsaw from their own 20-yard line takes over 1st down and 10. Brock in the offense, and it's going to be Quentin on a late pitch back. It's Harmon, and Harmon's going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage. Or I'm sorry, he's going to be hit as he struggles forward past the line of scrimmage, and he'll end up getting 4 yards on the play. And that pitch was a little shaky.
That's one way to put it. It was probably an ill-advised pitch, but very low, very late.
Yes.
But got the job done.
The two defenses now are really starting to take over.
Yeah.
2nd down and 6. They run the counter play, and we have a flag down. It looks like it's offsides against Northwood.
That's going to be a false start.
Oh, the official on the far side put his hands on his hips.
Really?
Threw me off.
So the far side judge came running on, the guy who threw the flag.
Huh. That's going to be Warsaw's 2nd penalty of that variety. And it backs him back to the 20-yard line. Just a little inside of that. So it'll be 2nd down. The clock moves again with 4:20 left to play in a first half that is flying by. Warsaw leading 7-0 over Northwood here at Fisher Field in Week 8. Brock, under center, takes the snap. They're going to run the sweep to the right, and it's Tucker Reed, and he's got the corner, 30, 35, and he'll go down at the 40-yard line. 1st down, Tucker Reed on a gain of 20 yards.
So that's that counter play off to the right. It's the same exact play that they ran. They had the false start. Got that left guard pulling and headed right, clearing the way for Tucker. That's a great run.
But he saw that all the Panthers were sucked into the middle looking for the counter run, and he just bounced it outside.
He did.
And it gets Warsaw's 6th 1st down of the half. 3:43 left to play before halftime. Stay tuned for the Smith Appliances halftime show. Feels like the game just started.
I know.
We're 40 minutes from kickoff. We're talking about halftime. And whistle sound, and Warsaw's going to take timeout. 3:31 left to play in the half. Warsaw 7, Northwood nothing. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., Tiger Talk. The last two of the Tiger seniors will be with us to have some biscuits and gravy and hang out and talk football and talk about what classes they're taking. So that starts at 9 a.m. on News Now Warsaw. We will have Tiger Talk next Saturday. Tigers have a football game. We'll also have one the week after that during the bye week. We will have a show that will start to focus on the other fall sports at Warsaw. Brock on first down and 10. He'll hand off to Schenk, and Schenk will back his way across the 40 out to the 42-yard line, a gain of 3 yards on the first down carry for the Tiger fullback.
Would be nice to go into halftime up 14-0.
Remember, Warsaw won the toss and deferred, so the Tigers will get the ball to start the third quarter. 3:08 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw with a 7-0 lead and second down and 7. And a false start against the Tigers. Left side of that offensive line moved. Bart Curtis asked who. He could ask us. We could have told him. I will tell you, when I was at practice yesterday morning, this was a problem. They were talking, and it wasn't just the linemen. So let's be clear on that. The halfbacks were not in sync either. And that doesn't make any sense because none of those people, yes, the linemen are different, some of them, but it doesn't seem to add up that they would be having this kind of trouble in week 8 when really most of the people are the same. It's now second down and 11. Brock, reverse pivot, turns upfield, gets the 40, and it's going to go back down at the 42-yard line, so we'll get those 3 yards back. Now it's third down and 7 for the Tigers from the 42-yard line, and third and long does not suit this group very well.
But we've talked about this earlier this fall. You know, we get in situations like this where it's third and long. If we can make it fourth and 2, fourth and 3,
yes,
okay, that's, we can live with that.
From the 42, ball in the middle of the field. Schenk in the backfield behind Brock. They're going to pitch it back to Harmon. Harmon looking for a block, and he gets it. He will turn the corner, but I don't think he made it to the first down marker. He did not. He got to the 48-yard line. He's short by 1 yard, and the Tiger offense will stay on the field.
I think we'll see another QB sneak here. Or maybe just fullback up the middle.
Maybe. Brock and the offense stay out there at their 48-yard line. Ball in the far hash mark. That's the left side of the formation. Quentin pointing out defenders for Northwood. Clock down to 1:59 left. The ball went out of bounds, so it stopped. They hand off to Schenk, and he's got the first down. He'll get across the 50-yard line. Give him 2 yards to the 49. Tigers have 2 timeouts left. And they have 7 first downs here in the first half.
So that was an easy guess. Quarterback sneak or fullback up the middle.
Yeah, it's not rocket science.
It's going to be one of them.
Clock continues to move. 1:44 left to play in the half. Brock from the 49. Again, the ball to the far hash mark. Fakes the pitch. Going to roll out. Looking down the field. Got a man open down the field. And it's going to be incomplete. And here comes the flags. The pass was underthrown to Logan Carl, and his arm was grabbed by A.J. Furlow, and it's going to be a first down for the Tigers with 1:30 left, and a big penalty here against Northwood.
And if you're listening at home and not able to see the broadcast, that's one of those, you see that on Saturdays and Sundays a lot, where quarterback will underthrow the pass, and the receiver will try to get back to the ball, and the defender just kind of gets in the way, and that's an easy pass interference.
And that'll move the ball to the Northwood 34-yard line with 1:30 left. Warsaw with 2 timeouts left. They're thinking 7 here for sure.
Absolutely.
Not thinking about field goals after what happened last week. Duncan in at fullback for Warsaw. Tight formation from the 34. Brock, reverse pivot, coming to the near side with big blockers in front, trying to get to the corner, and does. 30, 25, near sideline, 20, and goes out of bounds. Where will they mark him? They'll mark him right at the 20. That's a 14-yard gain for Quentin Brock and another first down for Warsaw.
I like that new wrinkle that they busted out this week. And I can tell you what, offensive linemen love nothing more than to pull and to find somebody to absolutely nail.
Especially little guys.
Yeah.
Little guys.
Licking their chops.
Yes. That time, Furlough, who's 5'11", according to the scorecard, he's 153.
Yeah.
122 left from the 20. First down, Tigers. Brock hands off to Duncan. He'll try the left side, and he'll get 4 yards down, or 3 yards down to the 17-yard line.
I like this drive a lot. Using some time. Pretty much the half will end.
Yes.
With a score here, hopefully.
Second down and 7. Again, the Tigers get the ball to start the third quarter of play. Brock to the line of scrimmage. Ball in the middle of the field. Counter play up the middle. Reed jumps over a man and drags another guy inside the 15-yard line. He'll be marked down at the 12, and we have a timeout taken by Warsaw. Timeout, Tigers, 45 seconds left. Third down and 2 coming up when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Stay tuned. The Smith Appliances halftime show is coming up. First half scoring, which at the moment only has one entry. Warsaw leading 7-0 with 45 seconds left to play in the half. Dan Spaulding's got news for us. We'll have scores that Steve is compiling even as we speak. And then the first half stats brought to you by Beacon Point Advisors, formerly known as Alder for Bergen and Company. But right now, Warsaw faces third down and about 2.5 from the Northwood 12-yard line. Brock under center. He'll hand to Duncan. He plows forward. He's got the first down inside the 10-yard line. He's down to the 8. That's a gain of 4 on the play for the Tiger fullback. And another Warsaw first down. And again, Warsaw with a chance for what we talk about in basketball all the time, which is 2-for-1. And the Tigers will clock the ball, which is take the snap and just spike it. And it'll be second down and goal for the Tigers from the 8 with 38 seconds left. And Warsaw still has one timeout. Ball just inside the near hash mark. Duncan is in the backfield. Tight formation here for the Tigers. Brock takes the snap, fakes the pitch, rolling left. He's going to be hit at the 10. Got away! A spinning move to the 5, to the corner. He dives, and he's out of bounds. Oh, I thought maybe he'd scored. He's out of bounds. Oh, no, wait a minute. What are they saying? Are they saying he lost the ball out of bounds? They are.
Wow.
Brock fumbles the ball, and it goes out of the end zone, and the Tigers are turned away with 30 seconds left to play in the half.
No.
No. Well, wait a minute. I'm so confused right now.
Me too.
The Warsaw Tiger offensive linemen are holding their arms above their head, and what do we got?
I think both teams are confused right now.
They put the points on the board. No, it's first down for Northwood. There's no score there for the Tigers.
They're ruling the fumble out of bounds, which
yes.
You better be 100% sure that happened because there's no replay, obviously, in high school football.
So Brock gets 7 yards on the carry but then loses the ball, and the Tigers have turned it over on a fumble.
Wow.
So Northwood takes over. They've got 30 seconds to play in the half, down by 7. Monroe takes the snap. Rolling right, being chased. Throws it on the run, and it's going to be caught. It's caught inbounds. No, they're going to say out of bounds. Where are they going to mark the ball at? They're going to give the catch.
4 yards?
Gain of 4 on the catch. And Monroe back again. Plenty of time. Being chased. Now he's going to chuck it as far as he can. He's got a man wide open down the field, and it's caught at the Tiger 30-yard line. Again, the catch is made by the Panthers, Jaren Allen. And what a throw. Holy mackerel. That's a 45-yard pass to Allen, and it's first down and 10 for Northwood at the 30-yard line. Wow.
What a change of events.
And a timeout taken here by Northwood. We'll take one, too. 13 seconds left to play in the half. Warsaw leads 7-0 back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Northwood at the Tiger 31-yard line. First down and 10. 13 seconds left. Northwood has one timeout left. Monroe standing straight up in the pocket. Zips a pass high over the middle. Incomplete. Pass intended over the middle for Allen, who's been his favorite target here in the first half. And Northwood's going to take another timeout. We're going to keep it here. All right, so the ball was at the 25-yard line down here, right?
Yeah, yep.
And they made it to the 31. That's 44 yards.
You're right. Wow.
So I had it right the first time.
You did.
I didn't really change it because I was pretty confident I was right. Second down and 10. What a throw by Monroe. It's not about the strength of his arm. He's got that. It's not about his ability to orchestrate the offense. I think he's got that.
I do too.
If he has something that he probably needs to work on, it's the touch passes,
yeah.
The short ones,
yep.
The little ones out to the flat where he can't just lean into it. And by the way, I would love to hear you talk about in the second half about his delivery, because that is a Major League Baseball sidearm delivery, yeah. Where he chucks it from. 9 seconds left. Northwood has one timeout left there at the Tiger 31-yard line, down 7-0. Monroe back to throw, steps up in the pocket, going to take off. Now he's going to throw it late toward the end zone, and it's going to be incomplete. Incomplete. Pass intended down in the end zone, and the clock ran out. Did the clock? That's Hayden Lechleitner. Northwood's not going anywhere. The clock says all zeros. And they put 20 minutes up on the clock, and that's halftime.
Okay.
Wow. What a strange first
yes.
half.
Yes.
Warsaw 7, Northwood nothing, and the half ends when the clock ran out and nobody thought that it had, but it did. And that's the way the half ends, with the Tigers leading by 7 in Northwood, despite the long pass play, setting up an opportunity coming up empty. First half scoring comes your way after this timeout on the Smith Appliances Halftime Show on News Now Warsaw. Tonight's halftime show is brought to you by Smith Appliances in Warsaw. Smith Appliances, your one-stop shop for refrigerators, ranges, washers and dryers, freezers, dishwashers and microwaves, and they service what they sell. Serving the area for over 60 years, Smith Appliances, 1119 East Winona Avenue in Warsaw. And they say, go Tigers. First half scoring, one score. Michael Shanks, 8-yard touchdown run with 4:31 left to play in the opening quarter. The only score of the half. That put Warsaw up 6-0. John Conley added the extra point, and that made it 7-0. But that didn't mean that we didn't have plenty to talk about, and we had plenty of action. We certainly had that. Both teams with multiple chances to score and did not. It looked like Warsaw had scored or was going to score when Quentin Brock fumbled the ball at the pylon. It hit the pylon, which means it's in the end zone, and that's an automatic touchback as he tried to reach the ball out and score. And then Northwood had their opening drive looked like it was going to be a score. They end up having to settle for a field goal that got blocked. And then that 44-yard touch or a pass down the field to Jaren Allen looked like it had set Northwood up for an opportunity to score. They threw a ball into the end zone on what turned out to be the final play of the half, and it was batted down by Ethan Sinclair. 7-0 Warsaw here at halftime. The halftime show brought to you by Smith Appliances continues with the local news that Dan Spaulding will provide. We'll come back with scores after that and the stats next on News Now Warsaw.